This is Marketplace Money from APM. So are you suffering from post-traumatic polar vortex syndrome? Who isn't, right? Well, you're probably dreaming about warmer climes and sticking your little toesies in the sand, and as soon as you can do it, too. But booking your next vacation means dealing with airlines, and that means dealing with fees, and that means headaches. After you spend a pretty penny on the ticket, there are all sorts of charges for, well, everything. Want a snack? That's a fee. Want a blanket? That's a fee. Want some legroom? That's a fee. Here to demystify some of those fees, we have George Hobica. He's a travel industry expert and the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. Welcome back to the show, George.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
So these fees, I mean, it's a nickel and dime fee for everything. Why?
If only it were just a nickel and a dime. It's more like $10, $20, $70, $80, $90. Partly it's because people are willing to pay the fees.
Give me an example, George, of a time when you actually encountered fees that you might not have been expecting.
Well, recently I flew from Hong Kong to London on British Airways, and I wanted to have a seat that had more room, or at least it had more privacy. So I was traveling with somebody, and I wanted to sit just with that person, no middle seat, and I wanted to have extra legroom. So I paid about $71 per seat extra to have a bulkhead seat, actually an exit row seat, 2x2, nobody sitting in front of us. It made a pretty unbearable flight, barely bearable.
$71 extra just to be comfortable.
Yeah, and you know what? Almost every seat on that plane had been pre-booked long in advance. So people are paying these fees.
I understand that fuel costs, for example, are going up, and in a big way. And yet rather than charging a fuel surtax, they have all these other fees that break apart services and amenities that were once part of the friendly skies and are now part of the unfriendly skies.
The airlines discovered that when they raise airfares, people stay home or they drive. So what they're doing now to remain profitable and actually to be quite profitable is to charge for things they never charged for before. You are going to pay more for more legroom, for a better seat, for a better position on the plane.
I've talked to the airlines about this, and they defend this fee structure by saying, look, not everybody wants a snack. Not everybody wants a blanket. So we're going to charge the people who actually want the service and not charge the people who do not. And that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, you know, there was an interview recently with the CEO of Spirit Airlines, and he made a good point. I don't want to be a shill for the airlines, but why charge people for things that they don't use and keep the fares low? And Spirit Airlines is the king of fees. They have a fee for everything except using the lav or the oxygen. And they charge for carry-on bags, for example. And he made the point that bags cost money. You have conveyor belts at the airport. You have baggage handlers who offload the planes. So if you're not traveling with a bag, then why should you pay for those who do?
But did airlines lose money long ago when they didn't charge for these services?
They absolutely lost money. After deregulation, we lost so many airlines. They went bankrupt many times. A lot of them went out of business. Eastern Airlines, remember them? Pan Am, TWA. They all went out of business. And it's partly because they couldn't make money. So this is the magic formula.
So what's your best tip for travelers to avoid getting nickel and dime to death?
Well, some airlines don't charge for bags, for example. JetBlue doesn't charge for the first checked bag. Southwest doesn't charge for the first and second. Get a credit card that gives you a free checked bag. That's one way. Don't choose your seat. Fly on an airline that doesn't charge you to choose a seat. Believe it or not, Delta, American, United still don't charge. JetBlue doesn't charge. Avoid airlines like Spirit. But the thing is, Spirit has the lowest fares. They are going to charge you sometimes, and I'm not kidding, 80% less than American Airlines on the same route.
George Hobica is a travel industry expert. He's the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. Happy flying with you, George.
You too.